Blog Talk Radio.
Out your dreams, your desires, your goals, to live as you've never lived before, to finally find the financial success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the Internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet, all coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Right now. Good morning. Would you like to turn fun to fortune? Then stay tuned, listen to my granddaddy and Mr. Monty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a good afternoon with Baba Jahi.
All right. Thank you, Isaiah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Glad to be able to have you, my grandson, as you're learning this business and learning life and learning your history and your culture, be able to help introduce our show. And, hey, we have an exciting show for people out there today, and the chat room is open, and let me bring up my co-host as we set the stage and set the things for what we want to talk about today. Marcelo Mitchell, you there?
Good morning, Satawi.
Hey, good morning, man. How you feeling today?
Doing great, man, doing great.
Good, good, good. You know, our theme for our show today is called The Best Home-Based Business in the World. And when we say that, we're not being arrogant and saying that this some other home-based businesses that are not good opportunities. Well, we're saying that there are a lot of good opportunities, but what we want to talk about is one that we feel is the best opportunity, and we're going to share information about why we feel it is the best opportunity, you know, on the planet, bar none. And so some people, sometimes people say, well, you know, that's being arrogant. Well, we're not being arrogant. We're not saying that the other opportunities that exist are not good. But, you know, in life you have good, you have very good, you have excellent, you have poor, you have bad. And then you have something that, you know, is called the best. And, you know, we hope that, you know, that you will understand our opinion by the time we get through this show today. But before we get into our subject content, Monty, I want to read from Dennis Kimbrough's book called Daily Motivations for African American Success. One of the things that I focus on all the time is motivating myself so that I can stay focused, positive, and be successful. And this comes from for today's day, July 20th. The thing was called Rhythm Nation, and it says not all black people can sing and dance, you know, even though some people have stereotypes that that's what we do, and we all do that the best. And the president of Lincoln University, she started off with this thing about not all black people can sing and dance. And then go into the following, and people listen real carefully. Most people approach life like a TV game show. They spin the wheel, try their luck, and hopefully reach their goal. Playing the wheel of fortune is both senseless and a waste of time. Though we cannot control what happens to us, what others do to us, or where we start in the race of life, we can control our reactions to experiences. We can allow circumstances to bury us, or we can choose to rise above them. Hattie McDaniel, the first African-American to capture an Oscar, told an aspiring black actress, "You cannot control the length of your life, but you can certainly control what you do and what you accomplish." See, many people feel that they have little control of their lives. They work for a boss who is a tyrant. They live with a domineering mate. Or they feel their finances place heavy restrictions upon them. It's true that we have little influence over many things. However, it is also true that we have the control to change the course of our lives. Sometimes, as you set out to seize your destiny, it seems as if everything around you is conspiring to keep you from reaching your goal. But there's a certain rhythm and harmony to life. The secret is to pick up on that rhythm and harmony and take advantage of the momentum it provides. Affirmation for the day, people, repeat this in your mind. I will open myself to the divine flow of life. In other words, again, there's a rhythm and there's a harmony in the universe. And the secret is, how do you pick up on that rhythm and harmony and take advantage of its momentum as it provides chance to find opportunities and improve your life, not only financially but spiritually and all other areas. Maji, what do you think about that opening reading, and then we're going to get into our content?
Well, it gets down to, man, it's up to the individual. We've got to learn how to take control of our own lives, and it's within us, Atawi. We just have to dig deep and get it, man, and it's something that you have to practice every day, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so often people, you know, they let circumstances get them down, you know what I mean? And you have what I call the doom and gloom crowd, you know, people who no matter what you try to share with them, they always on, I call it the Down syndrome. You know, there ain't nothing right in life, you know. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things out here that's wrong, but there's some things that, you know, that you can control. You can control the space that you occupy. You can control, or as it says, I remember one time when I went to New York, me and my wife was up there, and, you know, we had a chance to meet with some real positive people, and the person says to us, do you control your domain? You know, first I thought he was talking about a domain name as far as a website, you know. He said, no, I ain't talking about no computer space. I'm talking about your domain, where you live, your house, the space you occupy. What goes on in there? See, in your house, you control what goes on in your house. Or as a teacher of mine used to say, that, you know, you are the lord of your house. And, you know, when people look at that in life in terms of especially men and women coming together and married and building a household, when they begin to understand that they control what goes on, you know, in those four walls, and that they are the lords of their house, and that they can control the space that they occupy and deal with things the way they want. That means you process stuff so that you don't let outside influences come in and control the space that you occupy. And with all of that being said and done, you know, we want to talk about, again, the whole context of home-based business opportunity, and that we're involved in a fabulous home-based business company called OITB, Your Travel Biz, which is constantly expanding and growing and growing and growing. And we're going to share some of the content of that. But before we get into the actual content, so people can know a little bit about both of us, Monty, share your why you got involved in this business so that when we put the
context together, people can understand the connections. Why did you get involved in this home-based business?
Well, as I told you before, my father, 70 years old, he's always been there for our entire family. There are six of us siblings, and he's always been the go-to guy. When something happens, we always know that we can get with our father. And whether it's financial or if we got to talk to somebody or something like that, he's always there. Well, that's the position that I want to be in our family. I want to become the go-to guy. I want to give my father a break, so to speak, man. I want to be there for my siblings, for my mother, and all of our children. And so that really, on a bigger scale, that's what's inspired me to pursue YTB.
Okay. And folks, for me, that's very similar. My family concerns and then my community concerns. Me and my wife, we both love working with our youth, and we see problems in our community, locally and nationally and internationally, when it comes to black youth and black children all around the world. And not only just black children, but we're concerned about our own first. But all around the world, children are catching hell, and seems as though so many people don't care. And we have a nonprofit organization called Movements Unlimited, in which we basically work with youth, help youth reach goals, help youth become self-empowered. And one of the things that some people don't know, some people do know, is that a lot of funding for nonprofits is drying up. And then even when you do get funded in these different kind of grant programs, they try to dictate what you can and cannot do. And so me and my wife, we saw this business opportunity as a means to be able to raise money to fund our own program with no strings attached, to have our own independence over our program to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, however we want to do it, without somebody dictating terms to us about how we could serve our community. So, people, those are our whys for why we're involved and what we're doing. Now, some of you say, okay, y'all done gave us all of that, but what is this thing called YTB? I'll let you go ahead and get started, Monty, on, aspects of the business and, from your perspective, when you're out there talking to people and people ask you, what is YTB? How do you respond to that?
Well, when people ask me, what is YTB, I say that YTB is an awesome, just a great way to help a lot of people. It's a great way to help a lot of people. People travel all the time, and that is our product, travel. And so people talk about traveling, vacationing, and YTB is a way to help people take care of their travel, and YTB is also a way to help people financially. I mean, most people I know want to be in business for themselves, but they've just not found the right product to put out there and get paid for. But also, bigger than that, Satawi, YTB is just a way. The biggest thing about YTB is that it's a way to help other people. See, when people get together, obviously they're going to be having a conversation. They're going to be talking about something. And a lot of conversations do involve talking about traveling and vacationing. And what I'm finding out more and more is when I'm in that conversation with people, first of all, people are surprised that I'm able to help them take care of their travel needs, their vacation needs. That really blows them away, And then once that's done, then we can start talking about the business end, about what we do. But people are so blown away, Satawi, by me having the ability to book their travel for them. And so I'm going to focus more effort in that area, which leads to other possibilities.
Yeah, people in for, you know, what we're talking about as scientists says, you know, we can help people with booking their travel. People, you know, basically nowadays, the majority of people book their travel online from off of their computer. The days of people going to a travel agency where they go into what we call the brick-and-mortar travel agency and have a travel agent sit down and do all of that work for them, that we're in the age of what's called click-and-order travel, where people basically go online and they need an airplane ticket, they fill out the stuff online, they book their ticket, they even print out, even be able to print out their boarding pass. And so, you know, we have the same online booking capacity where people can go to our site as opposed to going directly to Travelocity. And our site is powered by Travelocity. So it's the same site. It's just that you have a chance to own a site that, you know, people can go to as far as they're booking their hotel, their car rentals, flights. We can assist them with getting, you know, train tickets and all different forms of travel. But it's the company's even bigger than that in terms of what we have is we have basically an online internet store where it started off with a particular focus in terms of travel. The same way McDonald's first started off, it started off with a burger, some fries, a soda, and a shake. And then eventually they added more and more products. Well, we originally started off with, you know, airplane tickets, cruises, car rentals, and hotels. Since then, the company has added on a whole bunch of other products because, again, the thing is having the outlets to be able to do this. So I don't want you to think, people out there in the listening audience, that when we talk about YTB and having this online travel booking engine, that's the only thing that we service people in terms of product. The initial product was basically leisure travel. Since then, the company has expanded because it is growing and growing and growing, and it will not be too much longer before YTB will be the number one travel agency in the world, online travel agency in the world. And with that, though, the company, as it expands, will be going, it's already global in the sense it's in Canada, the Bahamas, Bermuda, but, you know, we'll be hitting the UK and Europe and Asia and other places, you know, probably by the first quarter of next year, if not before this year is out. So when we talk about, again, our internet capacity, as I said, don't think and just lock in your mind, those of us listening, saying, well, that's nice. You know, I mean, travel is now, it's a big industry. It's a $7 trillion industry. It's the largest in the world. But we also have other products. Might you want to share with some of the other things people can do when they go to your site? And give out your site information for our listening audience. I'll give out mine, too, throughout the course of the show. But what's some of the other things people can do when they go to your site?
Well, first of all, my wife and I, our site is www.dawnstravelsite.com. And, I mean, there's just an array of products on the site. You've got people looking for cars, new cars, pre-owned cars. They can go to your site and take care of that. They can buy their car right from your site, and you get paid for it. You've got people that, you know, you want to send your mother some flowers. You want to send your grandparents some flowers. Well, you can go to our site, and you can take care of that. You've got people that just have so many things they want to take care of, Satali. They can go to your site or my site, www.dawnstravelsite.com, and just take care of an array of products right from the comfort of their own home. And as you say, our travel store is going to expand into so many more products that it's just going to be unbelievable. So, you know, I'm looking forward to all of that stuff coming on board, but as we stand right now, there are just so many products on the site that people can take advantage of.
I think you counted one time before, there was like, what, 44 different revenue streams?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you got 44 different revenue streams now, and as the company expands, the company's looking to expand to the point, and we've reached every goal that has that the founders have put forth each time, and they went through helping the company grow, but the company's looking to expand to the point that in terms of being online, that we'll be bigger than Walmart, bigger than Sam's Club. And the goal of the company also is to create 10,000 new millionaires, which, you know, based on everything about the founders of this company and what they have done in the past, that is not a far-fetched goal. It's not an unreachable goal. It's not some imaginary goal. And the reason, you know, being is that the founders are totally committed to building a company from the point of view of what it means to the people that join, that come in as a rep or representative. When we say rep, a lot of companies only are concerned about the heavy hitters, you know, as people refer to people in the industry, those at the top, you know, and then they make all the rules to benefit them. This company, you know, their focus is on that new person that signs up, how to make this an opportunity that is, you know, totally awesome for them. And share a little bit, Monty, about, you know, why they take on that attitude and approach.
Well, the founders of the company, they've been through things that the average person has been through. I mean, they've been broke before, and they've been to the top, and they've met different people at different levels getting where they are today. And what they did was they took all of that they had learned and put it into this company, because they're really concerned about what's going on today in the world. You know, people are having, especially today, are having a hard time making ends meet. And so their intense care for other people helped them put this program together. And I'm glad that you shared it with me, and I'm out there sharing it with other people, Satawa, because this is a way out. This is a way out of always coming up short with the money, man. Always, you know, it's always, anytime we got to make a decision, it's about, well, how the first thing that comes to mind is, can I afford it? And so this is a way to position yourself to be able to do the things that you want to do, not only the things that you need to do, but the things that you want to do. And so here it is, YTB, your travel biz. Come on, get on board. Let's take off.
Yeah, people, and as you know, I said in the description of today's program that this is a business that can help you help your community, also can help you help your church or help your favorite cause. I'm going to do is I'm going to share some information about how I believe it can help you in your community, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Monty and let him share information with you about how this can help your church or your favorite cause. You know, the thing about this business being able to help you is, one, it can help you be able to get away from being, besides financially broke, time broke. There's some people out there that says, "Well, you know, hey, you know, I'm doing pretty good, you know. I got money coming in, man. You know, I don't need to do anything extra." We have a magazine called Successful Home Magazine, and in that magazine, we get the chance to read about different people's stories. And I'm going to share two with you. One is a person by the name called Melissa Boston, who currently in YTB is, you know, on her way to becoming a millionaire. You know, she makes, you know, well between $30,000 to $50,000 a month right now, every month. But she was like, when she got involved in this business, she was time broke. She was working 60-hour-plus weeks, but she still was living paycheck to paycheck. She, you know, never had time to be with her 5-year-old son, who, you know, at that time when she was working in corporate America. But, you know, she had, you know, what some people aspire to and dream about, that nice corporate position and making money, you know. But she never had time for her family, her son. She's a single mom, you know, so I mean, she really had to work hard. She really had to push hard. And then, you know, she, like you said, her story, when I had a chance to listen to her the other day, you know, on my radio show, when we have a third call we listen to in the morning. And, you know, she said, you know, she already had a child, so she had to be careful about the whole dating thing because she was time broke, already with one child, single mom, didn't need to duplicate that process again. So, you know, she took work very serious in terms of what she did in the corporate world. And she was exposed to YTB. And when she was exposed to YTB, you know, she started thinking about, hey, just being able to get an extra paycheck, you know, because even though she was in corporate world and was doing pretty good, she still was living paycheck to paycheck, trying to balance all those bills out. For your single moms out there listening, you know, I know you probably know some of the things that, you know, that she probably went through, you know, being a single mom and trying to, you know, to balance all of that out. And but when she signed up in YTB, she only had initially 2 hours a week. She had 2 hours a week to commit to the business, and you know, but those 2 hours, she totally committed to those 2 hours. What did she do during those 2 hours? She did something that we use to expose the business to people. She would have 2 travel parties a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. She said that was her 2 hours that she had. She'd have one on a Tuesday and one on a Thursday, and because that's all the time she had left between. Because she also, not only was she working in corporate America, but, you know, when you get involved in that industry, that field, you constantly, if you want to quote-unquote move up, you're constantly taking classes and other stuff. So the other 3 nights a week, she was in school. And then she was trying to, you know, make sure she kept the right kind of home atmosphere, you know, for her being a single mom and raising her child. And then she had church time. And so, like she said, she didn't have but 2 hours a week to invest into this business. She invested 2 hours a week and then began to see how this opportunity was going to really be able to help her, you know, how, you know, booking people's travel and then becoming what's called a referring travel agent and being able to travel like an insider when she wanted to go certain places, her and her son could go places and, you know, she could save a tremendous amount of money on her travel and all of that. And so then she began to really take off in the business and eventually was able to retire her job. And now her son, Tyreek, at age 14, he's employed by his mother. He wears 3-piece suits to weekly meetings and talks up the business to his friends. He wants to be a director when he turns 18, she says. That's the ultimate success, watching your child and wanting your child to be something. She passes it on, just like her upline leaders did for her. The goal is to create 10,000 millionaires, she says, and I know through hard work I can be one of those millionaires. Like I said, she's already, you know, moving in that direction. And, you know, and this business can work for you. Again, she only had 2 hours a week to give up to get started. The other person I want to share with you about in terms of being able to how this business can help you was another person that was time broke. He was time broke, and him and his wife, they had 4 traditional businesses. His name is Roland Atouris. And in our Success from Home magazine, his story is on page 25, and Melissa Boston's story is on page 19. Well, what hit Roland one day, because he had 4 businesses, and what hit him one day, and he's got 4 children. He's got, you know, some beautiful sons. He's got 4 children, all sons. He's really truly blessed, you know, not nothing against people having daughters, but he has 4 sons. And said what hit him one day, he was on his way out the door, and his 5-year-old son looked at him and said, Daddy, when are you going to have some time for me? Because he was time broke. He said he had 4 traditional businesses. And, you know, he said he would see his children in the morning when they was laying in bed asleep, and when time he got back in at the end of the day, he would see him when they was in bed asleep. And, you know, when certain things came up for his children, he couldn't be there and all of that. And now he's able to be there, but he said he had four traditional businesses. His pastor introduced him to this business, and he said when he first got into it, he was a little hesitant. He said he thought it was one of those things. And I know some of you out there listening, you're probably saying, they're talking about one of those things. Well, him and his wife, you know, they sort of was a little reluctant, you know, but he did go ahead and sign up because his pastor introduced him to it. And he signed up, and on their first trip, they made back their initial investment because they was able to go somewhere and travel like an insider where they normally would have had to pay $300 a night but only had to pay $100 a night and end up saving $900 on their first travel trip that they went on. And he began to share the opportunity with some people, and, you know, people began to get into business, and, you know, he started making money, and, like, today, rolling the tourists, he's very close to being a millionaire. He makes over $500,000 a year in the business. He's no longer time broke. He retired three of his businesses. He kept his tax business, so he just does taxes and does YTB. He's now able to go to all of the different functions that his children are involved in, and does not have to miss any of their functions. He's able to travel as much and as often as he wants. And again, you know, like I said, he was initially a little, you know, reluctant because, you know, he thought that it was something that was not going to, you know, be for real. And, you know, he didn't have time to waste time because he already had four businesses. And one of the things that he talks about is that, you know, hey, he, you know, he raises money not only for him and his family, but also, you know, for his church and his son's football team, you know, and other stuff. But he was able to connect with this business opportunity and take full advantage of it. And with all of that said, folk, again, that's why, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity to get involved with helping people. And as Monty said earlier, you know, people are going to travel. I don't care right now, as bad as the economy is, them airplanes still got a lot of people on them, and they're going somewhere. And people are on them planes going somewhere, and they checking in the hotel. Latest I heard, I ain't seen no hotels closed down. I ain't seen the Sheraton say, well, we're closing down 400 Sheratons because we ain't got enough people coming to hotels. And people, when they get there, they're renting cars. I haven't heard any of the car rental companies saying, hey, you know, the economy is so bad and gas is so bad, you know, we're going out of the car rental business. People are still renting cars. People are still traveling, folks. So those of y'all that said, well, you know, this is a bad time because the economy is bad. This is a good time because you guys, we're giving people something. We're offering people something where they can go out and help other people with money that they're already spending and just recycling it through your own travel booking site. And people are going to go online and they're going to book anyway. So why not recycle those dollars, show them how they can help their friends recycle those dollars, and use them for them to build a fabulous home-based business in which you also get tremendous, tremendous amount of tax write-offs. And I'll go into some of the tax write-offs and other things a little bit later here on the show, but I'm going to turn it back over to my co-host and let him share with you how you could also use this business to help your church and your favorite cause. Monty.
So, Tyler, before I do that, I've got to tell you something. Share a story with you. Last week, my wife and I were talking, and she said one of our granddaughters, she's 6 years old, she just did something that just blew my wife away. She asked my wife, she said, Grandma, how old do you have to be to be in Papa's business? And Dawn told us, said, well, you have to be 18 years old. And she said, well, when I turn 18 years old, I want to do what Papa does. So, for real, you better be cautious of your children because kids are paying attention to what you're doing. So if you're doing negative things, that's what you're teaching them. If you're doing positive things, that's what you'll teach them. But, I mean, that was just, man, I tell you what, when she shared that with me, I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, you heard my grandson, he does the introduction. He asked me, you know, the other day when he got back home from visiting up in Baltimore, he says, when are you and Mr. Monty go on the radio again? Because I want to do YTB. I want to help you with YTB. I said, well, you can be able to do that. I said, you know, I'll get you started by learning how to be able to do the introduction for the show. I mean, and so that's what that was. That he asked to do that. I didn't tell him. I say, Isaiah, I got something I want you to do. He asked, could he do the introduction to the show? And he's learning more and more about why we work for ourselves. He wants to go back to being homeschooled again, which we will probably do again somewhere in the near future. Right now, though, I need the support of the school that he's attending, and unfortunately, he's attending a pretty decent school. I give it about an 85% approval ratio. It's a couple areas that I'm, you know, not all of that totally enthusiastic about, but it's far better than the public schools in Baltimore, which, you know, that's why we recently started homeschooling. But he was introduced to that, and he, you know, he's like, why do I got to go with these people? Because, you know, he just used to certain things. So it's important what you just said about watch what you do around your children, because they are watching us, and they, you know, they're going to imitate. They're going to, you know, connect to whatever they see us do. And so we better be doing something positive if you want them to be doing something positive. But getting back to where we was about to go next, you was about to share with our listening audience how they could use this business to help their church or their favorite cause.
Okay. We like to call this turning vacations into donations. And I'm just going to read a little short snippet of what this program is all about. Our travel program is unique to the nonprofit industry in that it provides organizations with a private label travel website branded with that organization's name and logo. The website is similar to Expedia and has all the selections and features of other online booking websites. Your travel website provides an alternative source for your supporters to book their business and personal travel. Travel they are most likely already booking online. In fact, current statistics show that 70% of all personal travel is booked online. And it would be a simple shift for your supporters to book their travel at your organization's website. They will receive competitive travel rates or better, and they will be helping a cause in which they believe in. According to a recent study, 86% of all Americans would likely switch brands to support a cause when price and quality are equal. Most importantly, each time your supporters book travel, your organization will receive 60% of all the travel commissions. This would produce a source of fresh money for your organization, and there is absolutely no additional charge to your supporters for using the service. And so, Satawi, you know, listening to that and reading that, that lets me know that there's an alternative source of revenue for all the nonprofits out there. And there are over, I believe, 1.5 million nonprofits, registered nonprofits out there. So that in and of itself is a lot of opportunity for an RTA to go out there and help a nonprofit, a charity, actually help them with their funding. And these nonprofits, as you said before, they're hurting for money. The grant money is drying up, and then when you get the grant money, you're basically told what to do with the grant money, how to use the grant money. And so here's an opportunity for a nonprofit, for a charity, to bring in another, a fresh source of income, and have total control of what they do with the money, how they spend the money, and why they spend the money. And so this program, man, I'm telling you, all nonprofits need to tune into this opportunity, because there are a bunch of people out there, and a lot, you know, people support nonprofits, and their money is drying up because fuel is getting so high, the cost to heat your house, the cost to cool your house, which affects everything else. It affects your food costs. It just affects everything. And so those people that were regularly giving to the nonprofits, a lot of their money is drying up, so they're able to give less money and in a lot of cases no money. But they can continue to do that by using something that they're already doing. People are still traveling. Even if their money is given up, drying up, that they're giving to charities and nonprofits, they're still traveling. Like you said before, they're going to travel. So here's an opportunity for them to continue to give, doing something that they're already doing, traveling, Sir Tywin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, folks, to just make it simple and plain, it just means that, say, for your church or your nonprofit that you like supporting, it just means now when you take your family vacation, you just book it off of your church's site, or you book it off your nonprofit site, and now your vacation, same vacation you was going to take before, becomes a donation for your nonprofit. You're going to go there anyway, so that means you don't have to take and come out with using your discretionary income to fund your nonprofit. You can use money that you're already spending. It's called recycling dollars, folks. I mean, you know, people in other, you know, ethnic groups and communities, they recycle dollars all of the time. What we have to learn how to do to elevate ourselves is, how do we recycle dollars? You're going to go online. You're going to rent a car, okay? So why go to, you know, the other site, you know, the traditional commercial site, and rent the car when you can go to your church's site or your own personal site, for those looking to do the business for themselves, or for those who say, well, you know, I'm really not interested in, you know, in doing the business. Okay, what about helping your you know, your church, your favorite nonprofit? You go and you're going to get the same rent a car, and you know it's going to be either the same price or cheaper. We're not talking about spending extra money. We're talking about spending the same money. It just, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer, and then people be trying to, you know, second-guess it and figure it out and be asking you all kind of crazy questions about, you know, well, you know, I'm used to booking, you know, directly with, you know, with Hertz. Well, good, you're still going to get the same Hertz rent-a-car. You know, and, you know, you're going to still get the same price. And you know, and sometimes you better use promotional codes, get a discount. All of it's the same money. That's the thing that, you know, we just want to get across to people. We're not talking about additional money. We're talking about the same money. And so people, you know, this is a great win-win situation for yourself personally, but also for, again, is your favorite church and nonprofit. And just to drop a few names, you know, out there, for some of you that's listening, some of you that are, you know, really big into your church and familiar with other churches, T.D. Jakes, Potter House, they have their own site. So people in Jake's church, hey, they're booking their travel off of Potter House site. You know, no wonder, you know, T.D. and them got, you know, the kind of revenue streams that they have from, you know, they ain't coming just from the collection plate. They got people booking their travel off of his site. Eddie Long, same thing. Joyce Myers, same thing. People are doing that. Fundraising causes. James Bonecrusher Smith, who's in the business, he's also a director, and he also has a site for his ministry program that he does in terms of working with youth. And those that don't know, when I say James Bonecrusher Smith, he's a former heavyweight champion. And boxer, the only boxer with a college degree.
Right.
You know, and he has a site. Lou Brock, Hall of Fame baseball player, the other day was at the All-Star game. And he, because, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, and so he got introduced as a Hall of Famer at the All-Star game. He pitched YTB at the All-Star game. Folks, I'm telling you, this thing is big. It's big. It's big. It's blown up. It's blowing up. I mean, here, so we ain't talking about some little winky-dink business. You know, I mean, you don't get to pitch something at the Major League All-Star baseball game. I don't think so in terms of some just little mind-pa shingle operation. You know, I mean, you know, hey, this thing is blowing up, and you can blow up with it. And again, folks, it's no discrimination. It ain't just for people that, you know, one race, color, creed, or religion. I mean, it's open up.
It's for everybody.
Anybody that wants to take advantage of it. And, you know, the thing is this, that's also amazing about this business opportunity. And, you know, not that I'm suggesting that people go break the law and all that kind of stuff, but people that have, you know, have transgressed and maybe have a criminal record or a felony out there who's trying to get their life together, this company does not require criminal background check as far as people who, you know, are trying to improve their life. I mean, I've known people who had, you know, prior transgressions who tried to move on, and it was held against them. This company doesn't hold that against you. Now you come in, you better make sure you got your act right and clean up, but you would not be discriminated against because maybe you had some prior offenses or something and you're trying to rebuild your life. Well, YTB would give you that opportunity, folks. I mean, so this is a tremendous win-win-win situation for people out there in the business world. Monty, you got anything else you want to share as we get it wrapped down in the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, let me add this important note about the nonprofit side of what we do. The program is not a long-term agreement. You are not committed for any predetermined length of time. We help you develop a custom marketing program to promote the website through your existing communication channels. Travel commissions are paid by third-party vendors, not your supporters. Even a small portion of your supporters using the program still produces a huge financial windfall. The program requires virtually no management by your organization. And so bringing in this new source of revenue is not going to involve, you know, getting together a bunch of volunteers. It's not going to involve a whole lot of time, you know, planning and those kind of things. Once your site is up, you just invite your supporters to use the site when they travel, when they vacation. And Satawi is as simple as that.
All right. I mean, hey, people, you know, we're giving you a lot of valuable information today around a business opportunity that you can take advantage of right now. Not next week, not next year, but right now. And, you know, again, you know, this opportunity is awesome. We want to talk about, as we wind down, some of the other perks that the company has as far as, you know, coming into this business from the home-based business side. We've just covered the nonprofit side of how nonprofits can take advantage of this opportunity. When you come into this company, you have something called a first team and power team, and then there's something called a dream team, and then you move up to different levels. Mind you, cover the first team for me real quick.
Well, the first team, and folks, this company, you are truly team building. That's what you're doing. And so your first team will consist of the first six people that's sponsored into your business. Now, how are these people sponsored? Well, you personally sponsor three of those six, and then let's say the three that you sponsor sponsor one apiece. There you have your first team, which consists of your first six people sponsored into the business, Atali.
All right, and when you personally sponsor those three and you have those three people that direct to you, it also qualifies you for something else called a 50% match. Share that with people before I go into the power team.
The 50% match, imagine this. I have a job, and I recommend my best buddy for a job with our company. Well, he gets the job. And to reward me for that recommendation, my company pays me 50% of his income. Let's say he makes $400 a week. He gets his $400. Well, because I recommended him for the job and he got the job, the company also cuts me a check for $200. Imagine that, making 50% of someone else's effort just because you recommended them or sponsored them, in our case, sponsored them into your business. So, Satawa, that is totally amazing, making 50% of someone else's effort because you brought them on board. What do you think, man?
That is awesome. I mean, I listened to a call the other day, a person named Cameron Core, who came into this business about 4 years ago, and, you know, he has built him, you know, a business and has built him an organization. Well, his 50% match check alone for last month was $87,000. That was just his match off of people that he sponsored that have built organizations. That wasn't counting the money that he made off his own personal work, and that did not also count his residual income, nor did that count his director's direct pay that he gets each month, but $87,000 off of 50% match. That was for 1 month, people. 1 month.
Amazing.
I mean, that's amazing. Now, once you have your first team in place and you move to the highest paid contract in the company, which is called your power team, so the next person you bring in direct to you, that you have your power team. Now, with your power team, every time your power team grows by a number of six, besides making $100 for each of those people you personally sign up, or $50 off of any of them that somebody on your team signs up, you get a $1,000 bonus. The next bonus is $10,000. And you can earn these bonuses as often and as much as you like. So the YTB math is, you know, 6 equals 1,300. And when you come into business, we'll tell you what how we come up with that particular thing called YTB math. But that means, I'm sorry, 1,350. I mean, so every six people that come in, you can end up with $1,350 once you're into your power team, or you can end up with, basically, you personally brought them in, $1,600 every time someone, your number increases by six. Like I said, power team allows you to have the highest paid contract in the company. It's a building contract, which means, you know, you're a builder and you want to build in your power team. That's how these people are making these huge, huge incomes, you know, in the company and they're able to retire their jobs because they're building. They're constantly sharing this opportunity with people. And when people come in, the first goal for you when you sign up a new person or sponsor a new person is you want to help them get to their power team. So that means every time somebody comes in, you need to be able to go out and help them through their warm market, their referral market, and, you know, whatever markets of people that they introduce you to help them get to their power team. Eventually, you move to a position in the company when you have 500 people throughout your organization. That's your first team, your power team. Or your dream team. Your dream team is when somebody you help somebody get to their power team, and then somebody on their power team makes it to their power team, and that person is in your dream team. And, you know, time won't permit to go over how you get compensated on all of those, but the compensation focus is very, very lucrative. We'll give out our sites again as we wrap up, which you can go on the site and you can view the compensation plan from off of our website. But when you become a director with this company, you get some other perks, and I'll let my co-host share with you what other perks you get as a director, and then we're going to wrap today's show up.
As a director with YTB, you are actually an executive with the company, and you earn executive perks. How many people out there are paying money right now for their health insurance? And see, I know health insurance is a huge expense for most families. Well, guess what? When you become a director with YTB, you're going to get free understand this, free major medical health insurance. Do you believe free major medical health insurance? You're going to get free life insurance, a free life insurance policy, a free $100,000 life insurance policy. You're also going to be privileged to be able to get profit sharing and bonus programs. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, Satawi. You are an executive of the company, and you're going to be given executive privileges like most other companies. Now, here's my other thing. On your job, what is your chance of becoming an executive of that company? And what is your chance of getting some of the free perks that the executives of your company enjoy, Satawi?
Hey, next to none. And you know, the other side of this company allows you to build a company within a company. You're able to build your own company within a company. And that is, you know, tremendous, tremendous opportunity, folk, that, you know, you just want to take advantage of. Give out my site, have Monty give out his site, and we're going to close out with a few announcements about what we'll be doing next Sunday. You can go to my site at www.jahitravelsite.com, JAHITRAVELSITE.com. And go to that site and get all of the information you need to know about this company. I have a couple presentations on there, and a lot of good information that can help you make an intelligent decision. You also can give me a call at 252-212-0281. That is 252-212-0281. You can give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to talk with you in detail about this opportunity and how to take advantage of it. Monty, give out your contact information.
So, Tyler, we're at www.dawnstravelsite.com. That's DAWNSTRAVELSITE.com. And you can reach us at 336-829-6692.
All right. Folks, we're going to be doing a special show next Sunday. Next Sunday, we'll have some colleagues on with us, a couple out of Memphis, Tennessee, and one out of New York. And we will be talking about YTB in the future. The company will be moving to a franchise opportunity in the first quarter of 2009. We got a special call this Wednesday night, which the founders of the company will be going over some information around that particular opportunity. On the show next Sunday, we will be discussing that information and letting you know about how, as the company moves to that, how you can get involved and position yourself to own a franchise in the largest industry in the world, the travel industry. Tomorrow morning, as you know, on Monday through Friday, we broadcast the Jet Set Morning Call with James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Notorious. James and Marcia Pruitt are in the circle of champions in this company. They're already millionaires. And they go over, you know, how they got there. They go over what I call tools of the trade, you know, how to build this business. You do not have to try to learn this, you know, on your own. If you're coachable, you'll be able to do it. And one of the reasons the company is going to the franchise level is that way they can guarantee when people come in, just like any other franchise, you have to follow the franchise script and manual. And the reason they're doing that is because coach's goal is to create 10,000 new millionaires. And, you know, if he brings people in and they have to do the same kind of things like that they would do at McDonald's at Hamburger University and whatever, that he can create those 10,000 millionaires a whole lot faster. We got 40 seconds left, Monty. Closing comment.
Folks, here's your opportunity to be able to live your dreams. YTB is a dream maker. Come on board.
All right. Hey, people, thank you for joining in with us this Sunday morning, and we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you checking us out, and for those of you that caught this in the archives, we appreciate you for stopping by.
stop by anytime, and please leave a comment on our page. And please also make sure that you rate the show. That helps us know, you know, how you feel about the information that we share with you. And just have a blessed week. Have a wonderful day. And, hey, we share with you a tremendous opportunity today. God bless you.